Dr. Eric Garcia was found dead on March 27th in the upstairs living room area of his home on Summit Avenue. Police say Jordan Joplin of Maple Valley, Washington, had called to report that Garcia hadn't been seen for about 10 days. According to the complaint filed in court by police, Joplin told investigating officers that he'd visited Garcia on March 16th and left Ketchikan the next day. Joplin identified himself as Dr. Garcia's close friend. After the body was discovered, it was sent to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy as a matter of routine. In the meantime, police say they learned Garcia had some valuable collections that were missing. Money also was missing from Garcia's bank account. Police announced in late March that they had allegedly found evidence Joplin had shipped items to himself and initiated electronic bank transfers on March 17th, the day after Garcia is believed to have died. Local police worked with law enforcement in Washington State to intercept the shipped items. Here's Deputy Chief Josh Dossett speaking to reporters on March 31st.
Officers recovered a large amount of Dr. Garcia's property. An arrest warrant was issued for Mr. Joplin and for theft in the first degree. Officers contacted Mr. Joplin just a short time ago as he attempted to pick up the property, and he chose not to speak with officers.
Joplin later was extradited to Ketchikan, where he already had been indicted on charges of first-degree theft. The murder indictments were added following additional investigations into Garcia's death. Garcia had last been seen at his workplace, Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center, at about noon on March 16th. He'd been due to travel for a week-long conference and wasn't expected back for a while. During the March 31st news conference, Dossett said autopsy results showed no obvious cause of death, so a toxicology screening had been ordered. Ketchikan District Attorney Ben Hoffmeister said after the murder indictment that he can't comment on the cause of Garcia's death, in part because it's not yet in the public record.
All I can tell you is that there was a death investigation going on. Obviously, I think you can tell from the complaint that at that time, the reason why the theft investigation started in the first place is because Dr. Garcia was found deceased in his own home. And so, based on that information and investigation that followed, we were able to proceed to the grand jury this week and succeed on the superseding indictment.
Hoffmeister says the cause of death could come out during a court hearing or during trial if the case goes that far. Garcia was a general surgeon at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center for about 10 years. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.